WUGA's artist in residence this month is Noah James Saunders, a jewelry designer and metal sculptor. His work has been showcased in galleries around the country and right here in Athens in OCAF's juried shows. Pat Priest is the founder of the Artist in Residence series and joins us to talk about this event. Pat, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.
Before we talk about Noah and his work, how did you select Noah for the series?
Well, you know, so this is the fourth or fifth year. I can't even remember, but it's not like we are on the fourth or fifth tier of participants or artists we're featuring because his work is so inventive. He's doing work that I don't believe anyone else in the world is doing. He started from Calder's early wire portraits and is taking it much further. So anyone in Athens who's doing something distinctive that's putting Athens on the map or work is held in museums, those are some of the parameters I look for. They don't all have to be there. I want I want people in Athens and beyond to know about artists in town.
Right, right. Well, okay, let's talk about this particular artist. It's been a long time coming. We're looking forward to getting to visit with Noah and see his space. Can you talk a little bit about his art?
Well, so he does jewelry, he does ceramics, but it is these wire sculptures that are just so amazing. So I brought one in to show you. So isn't that neat?
Yes, it's fantastic.
Yes.
I love the shadow.
Yes, so it's neat in and of itself and very beautiful, but then when you hold it up with the right light, it comes alive. It becomes three-dimensional. And particularly when it's moving, it's just magical.
Well, the shadow itself appears to be a work of art in addition to the wire that creates it, and that's what I love about it. Does he use that shadow I don't know how to ask that question, really.
Right. I hope people will come to hear him tell more about it. So in his basement, he's got an area set up where he does this. By the way, he also has an area where he does ceramics and an area where he does his jewelry making. And all of that happens on the floor. Mm. For example, when he does jewelry making, he says if he drops a bead or something, it's easier to find.
Sure.
And so there's the area where he's making these sculptures. And so he's looking at the shadow when he works. Mm-hmm. And that's helping him to refine what he's doing. And I have to say that this is also, just looking at it without the shadow, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
So you're getting two dimensions it's three-dimensional, but you're getting more for your buck by his art.
Exactly. I'm looking at it, and it looks like two different works of art.
Yes, yes. And now in some cases, these are actually portraits. In many cases, of real people. So some people commission him to do work. And so there you have this lively personality in your room. It's amazing.
Right, right. Now, this technique that he has, to your knowledge, is this something that he invented or not?
Yes, absolutely. So he's using different gauge wires. He's saying that, you know, when we think of a line to do art, he's saying this wire is a line. Mm-hmm. And he keeps advancing this art and making new. I think you'll see some early works of his and the later works, which are actually kind of in the round. And so it's just so neat. And by the way, I want to say, so he's working on the ground. I asked him, you know, isn't that hard to sit? I mean, he's younger than I am, but, you know, it's just not easy unless you're a child to sit on the ground. But he said, well, it took about a year to be comfortable.
Wow. Well, he was determined.
And I also would like to say that it just seems weird to be talking about him, but he is sick, and so he couldn't come in.
Yeah, we should acknowledge that.
But he is the most wonderful person to talk to, so he's very knowledgeable about art. And every morning he sits and opens up an art book and reads and studies and looks and reflects. He says it's like taking a daily walk. It's rather meditative for him. So when I went in there to talk to him, we talked about tanks, which he's interested in because of the melding between art and technology. We talked about Legos. He always has a Lego construction going. He's very far-flung in his interests and very deep in his interests.
Now, do you know how he got started with working with wire?
Well, yeah. So he tells a neat story about being in the fifth grade and someone came in to do an art project with them using pipe cleaners. And he was miffed that he only got five because he couldn't do much. So he went home and scoured the place for more pipe cleaners. He took out the spiral binder, the wire in a spiral binder. And he's just been going ever since. His first show was when he was 16. So he was precocious even then.
How about that? Where might we have seen his work?
So it's been at Orem, and I see them at other, at OCAF, for example.
Orem Studios downtown.
Yes. And and then he's done shows elsewhere, for example, in South Carolina and other, in the Midwest.
You've spoken with him many times. You're familiar with his work. He works with jewelry and ceramics and wire. Do you know how he decides what medium?
You know, I wonder that too, because each day as he reads in the morning over his coffee and breakfast, what does he decide to then, which thing does he take up? I don't know. He's an immensely creative man. And I want to mention one other thing I saw at his house, which I found so touching, and I believe really should be in a museum in Georgia. He has a kind of a uniform he created that he wore to school every day, and he lived in Cobb County, went to school there, and it was out as a gay young man. And every day he was bullied, every single day. And so he started one of the first gay-friendly clubs in, like a support group in mm-hmm. a public high school. And he felt like he was really a soldier for peace. And he's, he feels like that was a very important role as a citizen to learn to stand up for yourself and others. And to see this hanging on the wall, it's a beautiful thing.
You've been out to the house and you've seen the space that he works in. When we get there, what will we see?
So aside from seeing the basement, which is so interesting, in his workspaces, his different spaces, so he has a lot of things he's been given or collected. He says he doesn't buy anything, even clothing. Things kind of come his way. And but we'll also see his early paintings. At some point, someone told him, you know, you're a very good painter, but there's so many painters. But with your wire work, you are so distinctive to follow that path. So we'll get to see some early works, including mm-hmm. some pastel work I thought was very nice. But we'll mostly see the differently sized, very creative wire works aplenty.
And what have I not asked you about that you really would like to tell people about?
You know, he dropped out of college and felt that it wasn't the place for him. And he had parents who were very supportive. One is a painter, one is a bookseller. So we see that creativity can thrive if nurtured. And we see this output, which is so creative. And people, I think, will only be able to see that, not from the photographs, not from even seeing it. I've seen at art sales, but seeing them come alive in his house and with him there to show. Sometimes even a flashlight makes it better. Mm-hmm. So we will see these works as they were meant to be seen and experienced.
I've been speaking with Pat Priest, the founder of the Artist in Residence series, about the work and the life of Noah James Saunders, WGA's featured artist in residence. The event celebrating his work is from 3 to 5 p.m. at his home Saturday the 19th. You'll have an opportunity to meet him and ask questions, see his work and his studios. Pat, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
For more information or to RSVP, you can contact Kathy Bradbury at wuga@uga.edu or you can give us a call at 706-542-WUGA. That's 706-542-9842. Space is limited. For WUGA, I'm Michael Carton.